1-800-795-5369. If you want to be part of the show today, it's pretty easy to do. 405-608-4377 is the number you want to dial. 405-608-4377. It's 74 degrees under cloudy skies at 7:06. Quick bit of housekeeping. I just wanted to thank the Oklahoma County Republican Party. They had me MC their dinner yesterday for the Lincoln Reagan dinner. It was their primary fundraiser. Had a great time. Made a whole bunch of money for the Republican Party. So thanks a lot, guys, for allowing me to come in and MC it. It was a lot of fun. We've got a bunch more we want to talk about throughout the morning this morning. Restaurant owner Brent Swadley will stay in jail, at least for now, after being convicted of swindling taxpayers out of cash. A major crime ring targeted Oklahoma's Medicaid system, what investigators uncovered. An Oklahoma sheriff's office is mourning the loss of one of their own after a pursuit, what authorities say happened there. Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies find dope hidden in a suspect, and you won't believe where they found it. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III will be live in studio talking about that one with us. Oklahoma is sending a specialized swift water rescue team to Texas to help aid with flooding, what their plans are coming up. A big theft in a small town. We'll tell you about an audit that revealed one government official allegedly bilked her neighbors out of about $1 million. The state auditor will be on the air with us later on today to discuss the findings. Plus, we'll take your calls and comments and your dad joke of the day. We got a whole bunch we've got to get to this morning, so let's get right to it with your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. An Oklahoma County judge has denied restaurant owner Brent Swadley's request to remain free while he appeals his fraud convictions. Judge Susan Stalling says the evidence against Swadley was overwhelming and noted the jurors told her they reached a guilty verdict almost immediately. Swadley was convicted back in May of cheating the state by inflating invoices tied to the restaurants at six Oklahoma state parks during the pandemic. He's been in jail ever since the verdict and is scheduled to be formally sentenced on July 22nd. That's when the judge will decide whether he serves the recommended 10-year prison term, receives a shorter sentence, or is placed on probation. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority says it uncovered what appears to be a foreign crime ring that fraudulently enrolled thousands of Oklahomans in Medicaid. Interim Director Aaron Morris says the scheme was caught early on, preventing any taxpayer losses. And officials are now working with the state and federal investigators to try to figure out who's responsible. The agency says the fraud exploited out-of-state data breaches, but won't say exactly how many people were affected because the investigation is ongoing. The discovery comes just one day after Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Morris as the interim director following the resignation of the agency's previous leader. The Creek County Sheriff's Office is mourning the loss of Deputy Adam Heitman, who died on Wednesday after suffering a medical emergency shortly after helping arrest a suspect. Officials say 38-year-old deputy and his canine partner had just completed a pursuit and taken a suspect into custody when Heitman became ill. He was rushed to the hospital but did not survive. Deputy Heitman is survived by his wife and two daughters. The sheriff's office is asking the community to keep his family and fellow deputies in their thoughts and prayers. A woman who was found critically injured inside a burning home last month remains hospitalized as she continues her long recovery. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Vincent Green is charged with beating her, leaving her with a skull fracture, brain swelling, and severe memory loss before the fire. Her estranged husband, Anthony Atkinson, says that despite their separation, he has been by her bedside every day and is committed to helping her recover. The couple shares two young children, and Atkinson says he's grateful that she survived and is focused on supporting her through the difficult months ahead. Oklahoma is sending four specialized swift water rescue teams to Texas to help out with deadly flooding in Hill Country. Governor Kevin Stitt says 24 members of Oklahoma Task Force 1, along with boats and rescue equipment, are deploying after Texas requested assistance through the National Emergency Mutual Aid Agreement. The teams will be based in San Antonio for up to a week as crews respond to dangerous flooding that has already claimed at least one life. Forecasters warn some areas could receive up to 15 inches of rain, raising the threat for more flash flooding. Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies got an unexpected surprise during an early morning arrest. Deputies say they stopped 41-year-old John Fish near Northwest 63rd and XXX Road after seeing him toss what turned out to be a meth pipe. During a search, deputies discovered a small bag of meth hidden, get this, inside of Fish's belly button, prompting laughter and disbelief from deputies wearing body cameras.
Hey, that is crazy. That is impressive. Crazy. I'm actually very impressed, Mr. Fisher.
Fish was arrested on an outstanding misdemeanor warrant from Pottawatomie County. Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III is in studio, and you can bet we're going to ask him about this one. The Oklahoma Forestry Department is warning landowners to watch out for signs of organized timber theft as investigators work with local, federal, and state officials to break up suspected crime rings. Confirmed cases have already been reported in northeast Oklahoma. Officials say property owners should be alert for unusual vehicle traffic, especially at night, freshly cut trees, missing timber, or other suspicious activity. The agency calls the thefts a growing and unusual crime and is asking anyone who notices suspicious activity to report it to authorities immediately. Tenants at the Sand Hills Apartments in Midwest City say unsafe living conditions have become unbearable. Residents report ongoing problems with broken air conditioners, faulty smoke alarms, water leaks, mold, and a growing pest infestation, claiming maintenance requests have gone unanswered for months. After tenants raised concerns publicly, inspectors for Midwest City, the Oklahoma County Health Department, and the Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency conducted inspections of the property. State housing officials say they're investigating conditions to ensure the complex meets safety standards and protects residents. It's 74 degrees and cloudy at 712. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, with the first day of school just a few weeks away, Middell Schools is working to fill about 70 support staff positions. The district is hiring bus drivers, paraprofessionals, maintenance workers, clerical staff, cafeteria workers, and substitute teachers. Superintendent Rick Cobb says those roles are critical to keep schools running smoothly and supporting students every day. Middell says it's also continuing to recruit certified teachers, though about 95% of those positions have already been filled. Anyone interested can apply through the district's online employment page. Oklahoma will no longer use Social Security survivor benefits from children in foster care to help pay for the cost of that care. Governor Kevin Stitt announced the state is ending the practice, sometimes called the orphan tax, and will instead preserve those benefits for children to use in the future. The move follows a federal push encouraging states to stop redirecting the money. Oklahoma becomes the 30th state to make that change, and officials say the goal is to give foster youth a stronger financial foundation as they transition into adulthood. Oklahoma's Republican runoff for governor is drawing national attention as a test of President Donald Trump's influence within the GOP. President Trump, Governor Kevin Stitt, and Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders have all endorsed former state senator Mike Mazie. Meanwhile, Attorney General Gettner Drummond has the backing of the Oklahoma Fraternal Order of Police, numerous Republican lawmakers, firefighters groups, and several prominent Oklahoma business leaders. The winner of the August 25th runoff will face Democratic nominee Cindy Munson and three independent candidates in the November general election. A bill that would make daylight saving time permanent is moving to the U.S. Senate after passing in the House with bipartisan support. All five members of the Oklahoma congressional delegation voted in favor of the measure, including Congresswoman Stephanie Bice, who co-sponsored the bill. Oklahoma already has a law on the books right now that would switch the state to permanent daylight saving time if Congress approves the change. Supporters say it would give farmers, ranchers, and families more evening daylight, while critics worry that rural school children could end up waiting for buses in the dark during the winter months. A state audit has found more than $1 million in mismanaged funds in the town of Washington, with former town clerk Susan Noel accused of using public money for personal expenses. State Auditor Cindy Bird says investigators found purchases including furniture, an espresso machine, and payments toward personal credit card debt. The audit also found more than $200,000 was paid to a tax resolution company, but the town's IRS debt remains unpaid. Town leaders say they're rebuilding with new staff, while the district attorney has referred the audit to the OSBI for investigation. We'll have a live interview with State Auditor Cindy Bird coming up later on this hour. The Archdiocese of Oklahoma City has severed ties with St. Michael's Chapel in Bethany after the Vatican declared the Society of St. Pius X to be in schism with the Roman Catholic Church. Archbishop Paul Coakley says the group's priests are no longer recognized by the church, meaning that marriages they perform and confessions they hear are considered invalid. The Society of St. Pius X, which promotes traditional Latin Mass, was declared in schism earlier this month after ordaining bishops without papal approval. The Archdiocese is encouraging Catholics seeking the traditional Latin Mass to attend St. Damian Catholic Church in Edmond instead. A Canadian County Sheriff's deputy receiving national recognition after making the largest fentanyl seizure reported in the country in 2025. Sergeant Preston Hodge seized, get this, 79 pounds of fentanyl during a traffic stop, earning the National Seizure System's Top Seizure Award for 2025. He'll be honored at the annual Motor Vehicle Criminal Interdiction Conference in Atlanta. Sheriff Chris West says the seizure removed a massive amount of deadly drugs from circulation and likely saved countless lives, calling it a testament to Hodge's training, professionalism, and commitment to public safety. Oklahoma City has been selected to host the 2032 American Legion National Convention, bringing one of the nation's largest gatherings of military veterans to the metro. The week-long event is expected to attract thousands of attendees, generate more than $12 million in economic impact, and fill about 17,000 hotel room nights. City leaders say Oklahoma City beat out Spokane and Reno to win the bid, with organizers praising the city's hospitality, teamwork, and convention facilities. The American Legion has more than 1.6 million members nationwide. Well, today is First Responder Friday, and Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III will be in. He's going to be talking about his ongoing battle with the county over inmate transports at the jail, and we definitely got to talk about that guy the deputies found with meth stashed in his belly button. It's 74 degrees outside under mostly cloudy skies at 717. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues, some bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, as well as eastbound I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Tired of hard water stains, cloudy dishes, dry skin, and mineral buildup? You don't have to call the water company. Your local experts at Service Pro Plumbing install quality water softener systems that help protect your plumbing, extend the life of your appliances, and leave your water feeling better throughout your home. Better water starts with one call. What are you waiting for? Call Service Pro Plumbing or visit ServicePROOKC.com right now.
As Oklahomans go to the polls to make their voices heard this election season, transparency matters. But how do you know who's funding the candidate's campaign? That's where the Oklahoma Ethics Commission comes in, bringing awareness to political donations. It's your source for local campaign finance, showing you who's behind every candidate, so you can educate yourself and vote with more confidence. The Oklahoma Ethics Commission, bringing transparency to campaign finance. Visit ethics.ok.gov.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Just when you think things might calm down, they heat up again in the Middle East, around the world, and even the crazy politics here at home. It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. I'll dive deep in the news, what's happening, give you my opinions, take your phone calls as well. 877-973-7425 every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. Quick check on our weather. It's going to be mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A humid day, too, with a high reaching 89 degrees. Tonight, cloudy. Humidity continues. Low of 72. On Saturday, we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 94. Then on Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high of 96 degrees.
This is First Responder Friday on Freedom 96.9.
And today is First Responder Friday. Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III is in studio this morning. Quick disclaimer, in the interest of full disclosure, when I'm not playing radio show host, as many of you know, I'm the public information officer for the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. I'm also a deputy with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. So Tommy is my boss. That said, not going to let him off the hook without asking him hard questions. Morning, boss.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. How are you?
You know, I'm well. Great event last night.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
With the Republicans. We
yes.
had a really fantastic job. The speaker was phenomenal.
Yes. Yes.
They raised a whole bunch of money and just some really good, solid, patriotic people. It was really, really nice hanging out with them.
It was. Mark Robinson, you see him from afar and you see all these guys and gals on social media and stuff like that. But when you get up to him, he really is what you see, you know, on the cameras and through the screen. So
100%.
That was impressive. But I think also it was just most funny. I wanted to point this out to the viewers. You call me the other day and you say, hey, are you introducing the speaker at this event tonight? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I'm emceeing the event tonight. We had no clue. We're in the same building every day.
So the weird thing is Tommy and I literally talk multiple times every single day. We had no clue we were each going to be there. Just
yeah.
There's so much other stuff going on at the sheriff's office that oftentimes we forget the minutia like that.
Yeah.
And speaking of stuff that's going on, I got to hit you up on that.
What you got?
You're filing a lawsuit against the county regarding inmate transports. I know there's not much you can talk about it because it is ongoing litigation, but kind of talk to me a bit about what led to this and where we stand right now.
You know what? It all started with trying to utilize our 10 deputies to fulfill other roles in the county to keep our community safe, because the jail wanted to save money because they were going through their deficit. So I figured we could both win. I could take those deputies, replace them, and put them somewhere where they could be effective. They could save the money on the contract.
$800,000?
$800,000, yes, sir.
And what people don't realize, and I think it warrants pointing out, $800,000 covers the cost of the deputies doing the transports. They've got salary, they've got benefits, that kind of thing. There's kind of a misconception the sheriff's office is profiting $800,000 from this. The sheriff's office is actually losing $60,000 per year by doing this.
Yes, and that's the thing. When this contract was established, well before I became sheriff, it was just for pay and benefits for the deputies. So it's a straight cost of salary payment. And so, we wanted to do that. It really morphed into other things where I believe the commissioners and the jail trust felt like they could control the office of sheriff by way of contract. And, that's where, like I've always said, the fight is greater than me, because it's about the office of sheriff. And, you want the office of sheriff to retain all of its authority that it's given. And you don't want anybody to be able to, manipulate systems and find ways around it to be able to control them and control what they do and don't do. That's up to the voters.
Yep. There's kind of a misconception, I think, among some people that your boss is the county commissioners. The county commissioners are not your boss. They're your colleagues. Your boss are the voters who put you in office. What you're trying to do, or what you wanted to do, was you wanted to hire outside counsel in order to represent you.
Mm-hmm.
The county commissioners, even though the law says they must approve it, they decided not to approve it because you've already got in-house counsel. And then they went ahead and hired themselves counsel to defend against your litigation, even though they've got in-house counsel.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You know, my dad used to say, "What's good for the goose is good for the gander." Back in the day, it was just not the case at Oakland County.
Also, very telling was that the county commissioners. And I don't want to talk about this too much because I know it's pending litigation. But also, what's interesting and very, very telling is the county commissioners were willing to say yes to you hiring outside counsel if you agreed not to sue them. So I think that's pretty telling right there.
It is pretty telling. But you know what? All in all, with all the obstacles put in the way, we're just grateful to God that we're going to get our day in court. And that's all I ever want. I just want a ruling in this matter, because I do believe that the legislation and the statutes are in my favor, are in our office's favor, in the sheriff's favor. And so, you know, I just want that to take place in the court of law, like I would ask any of our citizens to do if they had a similar issue. Handle it appropriately, handle it respectfully and responsibly.
Really quickly, I want to touch on this because the sheriff's office just released this video yesterday after it was on Fox 25. We've got a deputy, Ryan Leftwich. The guy is a human drug dog. He's driving along Triple X. He sees a guy sort of staggering down the road at 2:30 in the morning, stops to make sure the guy is okay. As he's stopping, he sees the guy wing a meth pipe into the woods. Leftwich winds up searching him because, as you know, where there's a meth pipe, there's also going to be meth. As he's searching him, he finds the meth. Talk to me about this one.
You know, one, you're right. Leftwich, amazing deputy when it comes to finding dope and ridding our neighborhoods and our communities of these illegal, you know, drugs. He is probably among the best.
Yeah.
Now, you say how thorough he is. We talk about how thorough our law enforcement are. If any of y'all have not seen the video, I tell you, go watch the video.
Jump out of the Facebook page.
Jump onto the Facebook page. Watch and see how meticulous he is, because the search starts in the car, kind of goes through things, but following his cop intuition. And then he's kind of doing this search of his body, and he sees this reaction to a specific spot. Like, you're thinking, oh, it's probably going to be in his waistband, his belt line, something there, just by the way this guy was reacting. And then lifts up his shirt, and the funny thing is he just pulls and pulls and pulls, and it continues to come out.
It's in the guy's belly button.
It's in his belly button. Yes, sir.
And you're right. It was like, did you ever see a magician with the handkerchiefs pulling it out of, like, his sleeve or out of it? It was the same concept. It just kept going and going and going.
Yes.
And this guy, I mean, he was chunky, but he wasn't what you would consider morbidly obese. I mean, he was a bit chunky, but that's apparently his version of the prison wallet. That's where he would keep his meth. It's yes. Right there in his belly button.
Listen, it was, you know, he exercised ultimate ingenuity on that one. But I will tell you, Leftwich gave him props for it. He said, I've never seen this before.
Yep.
So,
and actually cut him a break. It was such a small amount of meth. Mm-hmm. It was a user amount of meth. We wound up not charging him with it, but he did have a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Yeah. A warrant. He got to take him in for that. But in this particular case, he's not going to be facing drug charges. Hopefully he's facing enough embarrassment for this that he goes and gets himself some help.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we want. You know, cops are out there doing this for a number of reasons. One, to keep this out of the roadways and out of our communities. But two, there has to be a catalyst for the people who are abusing these illegal narcotics to have them, you know, really face the reality of, hey, I got to stop this and start anew. And those catalysts are those interactions. And when we, you know, sit them down, their time in jail allows them to think and say, yeah, I got to change. And so hopefully he does.
It's not always just about arresting people. Sheriff Tommy Johnson, III of the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, thanks so much for joining us this morning, brother. I appreciate you, and it's good to see you again.
Thanks, sir. Good to see you.
We've still got a lot we want to talk about this morning. Restaurant owner Brent Swadley will remain behind bars after a judge denied his request for bond while he appeals his fraud convictions. We'll have the latest on that one. A major crime ring targeting Oklahoma's Medicaid system. Investigators say thousands fraudulently enrolled in Sooner Care. We'll chat about that one, too. And, of course, your dad joke of the day. A lot to get to on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. President Trump says he's declassifying evidence showing the American election system's vulnerable to interference and fraud.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio sounded the alarm on far-left political terrorism. The secretary issued his warning during the opening of a State Department ministerial attended by roughly 65 foreign delegations.
Even today, the very idea that far-left terrorism could be a serious threat is treated as a right-wing fever dream, or worse, as a dangerous fascist conspiracy.
Vice President Vance indicated there are certain people within the Israeli government who hate the deal between the U.S. and Iran. The Los Angeles Police Department's ending their use of flock cameras over concerns about data collection and civil liberties. Some in Texas want a ban as well. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Let me pull back the curtain on something that frustrates almost everyone after a wreck, the property damage offer. Insurance companies know that most people don't even hire a lawyer for the car side of the claim. So what do? They make lowball offers hoping you'll cash that check before realizing the true value of your vehicle or the diminished value claim that comes after a major repair. When they decide whether your car is totaled, they use formulas that benefit them, not you. And once you accept that quick payment, the property damage case is over. Too many Oklahomans lose thousands of dollars because they're rushed or pressured. So remember, you're allowed to question your valuation, you're allowed to push back, and you're allowed to know the truth. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma City Police are asking for help identifying a man connected to a white-collar crime investigation. Detectives say the case involves a business near Northwest 23rd and May. Investigators have released a photo of the man on their Facebook page and website and hope that someone can recognize him. If you have information, you're urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Several people have been arrested following a raid on an alleged illegal gambling operation in northwest Oklahoma City. Police saying officers serving a search warrant found multiple people participating in a card and dice game known as Fighting the Landlord. Investigators recovered cash, a money counter, and gambling equipment inside the home, and multiple people were arrested on complaints related to conducting illegal gambling. Several others are facing gambling-related charges. Tribal leaders in Oklahoma are urging Congress and federal regulators to crack down on online prediction markets that they say operate like sports betting. Tribal gaming officials argue the platforms bypass regulations and protections that govern legal gaming operations. Tribal leaders expect the issue to remain a major topic moving forward. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Tired of hard water stains, cloudy dishes, dry skin, and mineral buildup? You don't have to call the water company. Your local experts at Service Pro Plumbing install quality water softener systems that help protect your plumbing, extend the life of your appliances, and leave your water feeling better throughout your home. Better water starts with one call. What are you waiting for? Call Service Pro Plumbing or visit ServicePROOKC.com right now.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave. Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be breezy and humid with a lot of clouds, possibly leading to a thunderstorm later in the afternoon. The high will reach 89 degrees. Tonight expected to remain quite cloudy and humid with a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sun along with a few thunderstorms, especially later in the day. It'll be breezy with a high of 94. On Sunday, anticipate plenty of sunshine and very warm temperatures, reaching a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. 75 degrees under partly sunny skies at 736. That means time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I quit smoking cold turkey.
That's good.
Yeah. Now I started smoking ham.
Oh. Hey. I get it. Okay.
So come on over this weekend. I'll make a ham sandwich for you. It's delicious.
That's right.
Let's check out our Freedom's First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Restaurant owner Brent Swadley will remain in jail while he appeals his fraud convictions. Oklahoma County Judge Susan Stallings denied his request for an appeal bond, saying the evidence against him was overwhelming. Swadley was convicted back in May of defrauding the state by inflating invoices tied to restaurants at 6 Oklahoma State parks during the pandemic. Jurors recommended a 10-year prison sentence. Swadley has remained behind bars since the verdict and is scheduled to be formally sentenced on July 22nd. That's when the judge will decide whether to impose the full sentence, reduce it, or to place him on probation. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority says a foreign crime ring fraudulently enrolled thousands of Oklahomans in Medicaid after exploiting an out-of-state data breach. Interim Director Aaron Morris says the scheme was detected early on and did not cost taxpayers any money. State and federal investigators are continuing to investigate, and officials have not yet released the number of fraudulent enrollments because the state case remains active. The announcement came just one day after Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Morris to temporarily lead the agency following the resignation of its previous director. The Creek County Sheriff's Office is mourning the loss of Deputy Adam Heitman, who died after suffering a medical emergency shortly after helping arrest a suspect. Officials say the 38-year-old deputy and his canine partner had just completed a pursuit and taken a suspect into custody when Heitman became ill. He was rushed to the hospital but could not be saved. Heitman leaves behind a wife and two daughters, and the sheriff's office is asking Oklahomans to keep his family and fellow deputies in their thoughts and prayers during this difficult time. A woman found critically injured inside a burning home last month remains hospitalized as she continues a difficult recovery. Prosecutors say 35-year-old Vincent Green is accused of beating her so severely she suffered a skull fracture, brain swelling, and significant memory loss before the fire. Her estranged husband, Anthony Atkinson, says he's been by her side every single day, and despite the couple's separation, he's going to stay with her. The two share two young children, and Atkinson says he's committed to helping her recover no matter how long the healing process takes. Oklahoma is sending 4 specialized swift water rescue teams to Texas as catastrophic flooding continues in Hill Country. Governor Kevin Stitt says 24 members of the Oklahoma Task Force 1, along with boats and rescue equipment, are deploying after Texas requested help through the Emergency Management Assistance Compact. The teams will be stationed in San Antonio for up to a week while assisting with rescue operations. Forecasters warn that some parts of Texas could receive up to 15 inches of rain, increasing the threat for life-threatening flash flooding. Oklahoma County Sheriff's deputies made an unusual discovery during an early morning arrest near Northwest 63rd Street and Triple X Road. Deputies say 41-year-old John Fish threw a meth pipe into the grass before being detained. During a search, deputies found a small bag of meth hidden inside of Fish's, wait for it, belly button, prompting laughter and disbelief from officers captured on body camera.
Dude, that is crazy. That is impressive. I'm actually very impressed, Mr. Fisher.
Fish was arrested on an outstanding misdemeanor warrant out of Pottawatomie County. The Oklahoma Forestry Division is warning landowners about organized timber theft rings that are operating in the state. Investigators have already confirmed cases in northeast Oklahoma and are working alongside local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. Officials urge property owners to watch out for unusual traffic, especially at night, freshly cut trees, missing timber, and other suspicious activity. The department calls the theft an unusual but growing crime and says reporting suspicious activity quickly could help to stop additional losses. It's 75 degrees under partly sunny skies, and you're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. With a new year approaching, Middell Public Schools is still looking to fill about 70 support staff positions. The district needs bus drivers, paraprofessionals, maintenance workers, clerical staff, cafeteria employees, and substitute teachers. Superintendent Rick Cobb says support employees are essential to keeping schools open and operating smoothly and helping students succeed. Middell has already filled about 95% of its certified teaching positions, but continues recruiting educators. Anyone interested in applying can find openings on the district's employment website. Oklahoma will stop using Social Security survivor benefits from foster children to help pay for the foster care they receive. Governor Kevin Stitt announced the state is ending what is often called the orphan tax and will instead preserve those benefits for the children to access in the future. The change follows federal recommendations encouraging states to stop redirecting the money. Oklahoma becomes the 30th state to adopt the policy, with officials saying that it will give foster youth a stronger financial foundation as they transition into adulthood. Oklahoma Republican runoff for governor is attracting national attention as a test of President Donald Trump's influence within the Republican Party. Trump, Governor Kevin Stitt, and Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders have endorsed former state Senator Mike Massey. Attorney General Gettner Drummond has earned endorsements from the Oklahoma Fraternal Order of Police, numerous Republican lawmakers, firefighters organizations, and several prominent business leaders. The winner of the August 25th runoff advances to the November general election against Democrat Cindy Munson. A bill that would make daylight saving time more permanent nationwide is heading to the U.S. Senate after passing the House with bipartisan support. All five members of Oklahoma's congressional delegation voted for the measure, including Congresswoman Stephanie Bice, who co-sponsored the bill. Oklahoma already has a trigger law that's in place that would adopt permanent daylight saving time if Congress approves it. Supporters say the change would provide more evening daylight, while critics worry that children in more rural areas could be waiting for school buses before sunrise. The Archdiocese of Oklahoma City has severed ties with St. Michael Chapel in Bethany after the Vatican declared the Society of St. Pius X to be in schism with the Roman Catholic Church. Archbishop Paul Coakley says the group's priests are no longer recognized by the church, making marriages they perform and confessions they hear invalid under Catholic teaching. The Archdiocese is encouraging Catholics who prefer the traditional Latin Mass to attend St. Damian Catholic Church in Edmond instead. A Canadian County Sheriff's deputy is receiving national recognition after making the largest fentanyl seizure reported in the country in 2025. Sergeant Preston Hodge confiscated 79 pounds of fentanyl during a traffic stop, earning the National Seizure System's Top Seizure Award for 2025. He'll receive the honor at a law enforcement conference in Atlanta. Sheriff Chris West says the seizure removed a massive amount of deadly drugs from circulation and likely saved countless lives. Oklahoma City has been selected to host the 2032 American Legion National Convention, bringing thousands of veterans to the metro. The week-long event is expected to generate more than $12 million in economic impact while filling approximately 17,000 hotel room nights. Oklahoma City beat out Spokane and Reno to win that bid, with organizers praising the city's hospitality, teamwork, and convention facilities. The American Legion is the nation's largest veterans organization with more than 1.6 million members. The Oklahoma Alliance for Animals is urgently seeking foster families after rescuing dozens of dogs from a hoarding situation. The biggest need is for two mother dogs and their litters of puppies, although the adult dogs also need temporary homes. Puppy Haven Rescue is coordinating the effort and says that it will provide foster families with food, medical care, and kennels, as well as all necessary supplies. Anyone interested in helping out is encouraged to contact the rescue organization for more information. Well, a state audit alleges more than $1 million in public funds were mismanaged in the town of Washington. Investigators accuse former town clerk Susan Noel of using taxpayer money for personal purchases, including furniture, credit card payments, and other expenses. Auditors also found more than $200,000 paid to a tax resolution company, even though the town's IRS debt remains unpaid. Town leaders say they're rebuilding with new staff, while the district attorney has referred the audit to the OSBI. State Auditor Cindy Bird says it's one of the worst cases she's seen in her 30-year career. She'll be joining us live after the break. It's 75 degrees and partly sunny at 7:45. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Thursday morning. Got a couple of construction issues, some bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway, as well as eastbound I-44 at Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Do you know how when you go to church and you hear a good sermon and then the preacher wraps up the sermon and then you have the guy who's supposed to give closing prayer, you get up there and give closing prayer. You don't give your own mini sermon. You don't go up there and give a second sermon that detracts from the pastor's sermon. You go up there, you do what you're supposed to do, and you shut up.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom.
City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. Dell City police have made several arrests following a string of vehicle burglaries.